Hey, we're going to be traveling all around the world here this morning. How many are ready for a trip? We're going to have a great, great trip. Today we have several of our missionary partners with us as we celebrate global missions around the world. We have over 80 missionary partners that we support on a monthly basis. Thank you, BCA, for giving, for praying, for sending missionaries all around the world. I want you to meet some of the greatest missionaries of all time right here. Before they even start, would you give them a big hand? Would you welcome these wonderful people here to BCA? Woo! Here we go. Go right ahead, Steve.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Rob, and yes, good morning, BCA.
Good morning. We are
excited to be with you today, and just if you don't know who we are Steve and Debbie Alsop. We have the privilege of serving other missionaries. You might say we're a missionary to other missionaries,
yep.
And we do that through the ministry called Agape Hope. And so we just like to you to know a little bit more about who we are. You can meet us out there.
We have a lovely daughter, Danielle Carlson, who is married to Steve, and they attend here, and with three of our grandkids. And then we have a youngest daughter who lives in North Carolina with her, with our other two grandkids and her husband, Neil.
So we get to share grandchildren with Pastor Rollin and Helen. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I said Rollin. I did say Rollin, didn't I? Okay. Yeah, I think I said Rollin. Anyway, so a fun fact. 1981, I know some of you weren't born then, okay? 1981, found ourselves in the kingdom at a Seahawks game. We were getting ready to go to the field for the very first time, not knowing how we were going to raise all of our support. Would you believe at halftime I won the field goal kicking contest? $12,000 to send us to the field. That's a fun fact. Anyway, we want to say thank you. And over all the years, BCA, you have blessed Debbie and I and our family. You have blessed us in so many ways. And we want to say thank you for your prayer support. Thank you for your financial support that allows us to do what God has called us to do. We appreciate it.
Awesome.
Hello, everybody. It is awesome to be here. I am a new missionary to the Northwest Ministry Network, this area, and to your church. I just want to thank you guys so much for supporting me in my mission going to Thailand. So I was in Thailand for 2 years as a missionary associate, and I'm going back fully appointed for my first three-year term. And I will share with you guys my high, my low, and a buffalo, my good, the bad, and something weird, something good. I can speak Thai. Donnie, pom put pasa Thai leo. Mi kon Thai yu, mai kap. Mai mi kon. Okay, there's no Thai people here. So I can speak Thai, and I have awesome relationships in Thailand that I'm really excited to get back to. My low, so there was an accident in Thailand. A little boy passed away, which was really hard, but it taught me the importance of my presence in people's lives. So a little encouragement for you guys today. It is so important for you guys to be present in your family's lives and in your friends' lives. A buffalo, something weird. Does anyone know what a papaya tree looks like? Looks like a coconut tree, but it's like made out of grass practically. This old lady was like, can you get me those papayas? I was like, where's the stick? She's like, no, climb the tree. I was like, oh, geez, this is going to break on me. I climbed up the tree. I don't know how high, pretty high. I fell on my back. The tree broke in half, and then the tree fell on top of me. That was my buffalo, my high, my low, my buffalo. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. It's great to be here.
Good morning. It is so great to be home with you today. I say home because I grew up in this church, and I got married right here in this very spot. We were the second wedding right after Rob and Lisa. It's so exciting to be here with you today. My husband, Jay, would love to be with you, but he is still in Africa. I just flew in Thursday night from Kenya, but he is still there, and so he sends his greetings. We are in Africa training Bible schools, teachers and pastors and church planters to go into the unreached people groups. It's our pleasure and privilege to get to do this. And fun fact, throughout growing up here, I was involved in many different areas of ministry at Bethany, but one of the most unique, through my high school years, I was asked to be the piano player for Bethany Deaf Assembly. And yes, that gives you an idea how I play the piano.
Thank you, Pastor Rob, for the opportunity. And thank you, Bethany Christian Assembly, for your support, for your prayer and financial investment into me and the work in Estonia. I am Melody Jameson. I'm the mother of 4 adult children and the grandmother of 10. I was called into full-time ministry when I was 10 years old, and I believed it to be foreign missions. But it was only after 25 years of pastoral ministry in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest that God restored that dream and I got to go as a missionary to Tallinn, Estonia. I took my very first international flight when I moved to Tallinn 2 weeks before my 62nd birthday. I really believe that it's never too late. We really are never too old, and God really does have a future and a hope for us. My son told me just before I left that, Mom, instead of retiring, you are going on the greatest adventure of your life. Thanks to you and to your support, I'm living my dream in Tallinn, Estonia, adventuring with Jesus.
You guys can be seated. They're going to come back in just a few minutes, each of them one by one, and share a little bit about their part of the world. We're very excited to hear that. Right now, I want to ask the ushers to come down with the missions booklet. If you were not here last Sunday and didn't get one of our missions books, I want to raise your hand and flag one of these down. It's really important that you have it. Really, our missions book every year is really it talks to us about praying, giving, and going. It's a prayer journal. Inside, you'll see all of our missionaries. There's probably 80, 90, 100 different missionaries listed there. It's also a giving prospectus. It talks about the different ways that we can give and how our collective giving allows us to support all the missionaries that you see listed in the book. And then it's a goal planner. This year we're doing 5 short-term outreach missions trips. We're going to Bolivia, Albania, Sumba, Portugal, and then medical missions in Gabon, Africa. And so we're very, very excited about all of that. Make sure you pick one of these up. Keep it closed. Pray for our missionaries every single day. We appreciate that so very much. One more thing I want to remind you of is that tonight at 5 o'clock in our activity center, we're having our annual missions banquet. Now, this is going to be an epic, epic event. Anybody that's anybody is going to be there. How do you like that for a lead-in? If you have yet to sign up, you can do so at the Connection Center. We've got about 25 spots available. It is free. It's going to be a beautiful meal, a great program. Of course, we take an offering for our missionaries, but we would love for you to come. And again, we have about 25 seats still available. We'd love to pack the place out, so stop by. Not now, stay here, but after the service, run out there and check that out. Our theme this year is Let's Go. Let's watch the screen. Pictures, places, faces, stories. Do you know that there's around 7.8 billion people in the world today, depending on what numbers you look at? According to Global Frontier Missions, there's about 2.1 billion Christians, about 1.3 million Muslims, about 1.1 billion non-religious or atheists. There's about 900 million Hindu, about 394 million Chinese or traditional religions. There's about 376 Buddhists and about 300 million primal or indigenous groups. Did you know that 3.19 billion have never, ever heard of Jesus? Don't you think everybody ought to hear? Why do we get to hear over and over again and some people around the world have never, ever heard? Everybody should hear once before we hear over and over again. 42.6% of the people groups have not been reached. There are 17,298 people groups. 7,368 have not heard. They are unreached. They need to hear. If we're going to live, love, lead like Jesus, which is the vision motto of our church, everybody must hear. That's why we must go. Let's go. Let's go. Say it with me. Let's go. Say it like you mean it. Let's go. $32 billion is spent on global missions annually. That seems like a lot of money. But when you compare it to the fact that $18 billion a year is spent on specialty coffee, you enjoyed it this morning, didn't you? $66.5 billion a year is spent on lotto tickets. Hopefully you didn't enjoy that this morning. And $66 billion is spent a year on tattoo removal. You add all that together, that's a lot more than's being spent on reaching the world for Jesus Christ, helping people everywhere hear the most important message they could hear. God loves them. Christ has called us to go. Notice the Great Commission doesn't say stay. It says go. Go into all the world and make disciples. It doesn't say let's stay at home and do nothing. It says let's go into all the world. You could say this is Christ's last command, and it must be our first priority. We must live and drink and eat and sleep the Great Commission. It must be something that consumes us. If we truly are followers of Jesus Christ, what he asks of us must be our command, must be our priority. Amen? And that's why last week and this week are probably the two most important weekends on the calendar of our church. Jesus is looking at you and me, and he's personally asking you and me as individuals, personalize it here, friends. He's saying, will you go? Will you go into all the world and make disciples? The reason I came to earth was to give my life for the salvation of the entire world. Not just those who hear all the time, but for everybody. Those who've never heard, go into all the world and make disciples. Our heart must break. Our heart must break for that which breaks the heart of God. And what breaks the heart of God is lost people. People have never heard, don't know, have never understood the love of Christ. That's why as a church we're so passionate about missions. That's why we're sending out 5 short-term outreach missions teams. Not because we have nothing else to do with our time or money. It's because Christ said, go! Let's go! And we want to think of every way we can possibly go in our community, in our sphere of influence, and also around the world like we talked last week. We have 80 missionaries that are a part of our church missionary family. And really, when you add it up, it's well over 100 because, a lot of times we count couples as one, and really, every missionary couple I know, they're both missionaries. Well over 100 missionaries are supported by this church, by you, as you faithfully give. When you give a dollar to missions at BCA, you are participating in the mutual fund of missions because that money is spent literally to the four corners of the globe. And in addition to the 80 or 100 missionaries, we're also part of 6 global church partnerships that we talked about last week, and we'll talk about more at the banquet here tonight, where each and every year we're supporting in one way or another, many times sending teams, like this year, to Sumba, to Albania, to Portugal, to Bolivia, to Gabon, and beyond. Since 2013, our church has built these 6 global church partnerships, and for many, many, many years, this church has been all about global missions. Did you know that every year this church impacts in excess? Listen to this. Hold on to your chair. You're going to fall off your chair. People are going to be laying in the aisles. Over 500,000 people through our missionaries, through the missionary projects, through the global church partnerships, the churches. When you add up all the people that are influenced through all of those people, we are privileged to be able to be a part of touching the lives of well over 500,000 people. It's mind-boggling. Our goal is one day to raise in excess of $500,000 every year for global missions. Many years, it's over 300,000. Wouldn't it be cool to just see that continue to grow? Romans 10, 13 to 15, I think, is a very, very important scripture for us, BCA. And I want you to look at these words again. You've seen them many times before. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But notice these series of questions. How can they call on the one they've never believed in? How can they believe in the one they've never heard of? How can they hear unless someone goes and tells them? And how can someone tell them unless they are what? Sent. Last week we said there are two teams, the sending team and the sent team. There's only two. As followers of Jesus Christ, we must choose which one we're going to be on. If we're not willing to go as missionaries, we need to at least be on the sending team and send those like these dear friends who are willing to go. Send or be sent, spend or be spent. Christ has called us one way or the other to go. So I want to encourage you to join me right here and right now, to open our hearts and our minds, to be very prayerful about what God's call is upon our life, what he wants us to do. I want us to fasten our seatbelt. Are you ready? Fasten your seatbelt. Look at your neighbor. Make sure their seatbelts are fastened. Your tray table is in the upright and locked position because we're now going to travel all around the world, starting with Kenya. Here we go, everybody.
Pastor Rob talked about the billions who have not yet heard about Jesus. In Africa, 867 people groups have not yet heard about Jesus. That's a lot of unreached people. My husband and I spent a career teaching in a Bible college, and we loved what we did, but when we heard this and we were challenged, we heard that there are so many nationals who are willing to go and plant churches among these unreached people groups, but they've never been trained. They don't know how. And so in 2018, you sent us and we went to Africa to start training pastors and church planters to reach the unreached people groups. I want to give you a quick highlight of what we've done in our first 5 years since we've been gone. First of all, we went to Tanzania to do an immersion language training program. We lived off the grid. We lived in a remote area. Put it this way, if we wanted butter, we had to make it ourselves. My husband would go to a farmer who had a cow, buy some cream, and I would stir and stir and stir until we made our own butter. We had an incredible time there. Our daughter learned how to drive a stick shift while dodging elephant poop. I'll let you know the kind of life that we were living. Then we moved back to Kenya. After learning language training, we moved to Kenya, where in the last 5 years, we have spent time learning culture, building relationships with national leaders. We have spent time helping to establish 31 new ministry training centers. We're pretty excited about that. We're helping to expand access to ministry training for pastors and church planters all over. We have spent a lot of time teaching in existing Bible schools. We have taught in Bible schools. We've taught students from over 30 countries. You talk about wanting to expand your influence. You guys, your partnership, the students that we teach, the Bible school teachers that we teach, when they go back to their schools, they're responsible for training over 22,000 students. That is influence. Thank you. Every weekend, we're preaching, we're teaching, we do conferences, we do seminars, we do all kinds of speaking and teaching as all missionaries do. And like all missionaries, we do a variety of other things. We do children's crusades, we help with medical clinics. This medical clinic that we started in 2019, two of our team members are medical doctors. We in the Maasai region of the Maasai tribe in southern Kenya, we have been able to lower the birth mortality rate from 70% to 30%. You are having a part in making that happen. We do all kinds of community service. We do open-air crusades, preach salvation. In this particular one, we got caught in a riot. And in the midst of the riot, you know, in the earthly sense, it could be fearful, but God knew and God was directing our steps. And in the midst of that, we were able to lead 5 young men to Jesus. As we prayed the sinner's prayer with them, it was interrupted by tear gas and gunfire, but we led them to the Lord. The KAG faced, Kenya has a lot of challenges, but the church there has a big vision. Their vision is to plant 500 new churches a year. The problem is they only graduate 300 new pastors a year. And so because of that, there can be a lot of false teaching. False teaching, some that's more simple, but some that's really serious. Some have taken the verse, you will drink any deadly thing and it won't hurt you, and they've made people to prove their faith, made them drink rat poison or insecticide. The current one we're facing in our country is a church on the east coast of Kenya, a Pentecostal church where the pastor told his people the end times are coming and it's going to be really hard. So we need to spare ourselves that hard. You need to go into the forest and fast until you meet Jesus. To date, over 400 bodies have been uncovered and hundreds more are still missing. This is the kind of false teaching that we want to help counteract. So we are focused on training Bible school teachers now from 5 countries in East Africa, Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, Kenya, and Sudan. And together, they are being equipped to train the next generation of pastors for East Africa. And that's because of you. Thank you.
Agape Hope. Let me tell you a little bit more about that, but I want to just share a couple of things. My journey began, my missionary journey, when I was 17 years old. I look over here at the students, and I look at you, and I think, I wonder which one of you God's going to put a fire in your heart and say, let's go. Let's go. I'm now 71. Can you believe that? 17. I'm not dyslexic. 17 to 71. Yes. My journey took us eventually to arrive on the field about 30 years of age. Debbie and I spent 25 years as missionaries in Central America. Amazing time for 25 years. Among those, church planting with the Kuna tribe, Bible school training, leading a ministry for children, and ultimately even being a part of starting the language school in San Jose, Costa Rica. I didn't know at that time that was going to prepare me for where I'm at now with Agape Hope. After 25 years of ministry, God calls us in to work with a ministry that is reaching out to other missionaries. Cheryl just talked about some of the unique experiences that she had even the last 5 years. Our missionaries are subjected to a lot of traumatic things. They're also experiencing demands on their life, burnout. And a lot of things can happen while you're a missionary. They need help. Agape Hope is a ministry that comes alongside our missionary force, and we provide pastoral counseling and care for our missionaries. I think I have the most exciting position in the world. As we say at Agape Hope, I have the opportunity to care for world changers. Missionaries are world changers. They're changing the world. Can you imagine, even as Cheryl talked about, even the idea of reducing the mortality rate in just one area? They are changing the world, but they need someone at times to come alongside them. And we are grateful that the Lord has given us that opportunity. So when you support us, you're supporting Debbie and I as missionaries to go to the missionaries. This might surprise you. We have already, over our last We've been in existence for 28 years. We have now worked with missionaries in 91 countries of the world. Now, yes, thank you. Thank you. Missionaries who will sit with us, some of them who feel like they just can't go on. I'm going to throw the towel in. Can't make it. It's too hard. The joy I have is to sit with them in many times, knowing that's how they went in. But when they leave, they said, God has given us a new fire, a new goal, and we're ready to go back to the field. That's what happens, and there are so many that need help. One of my experiences was set with a couple, lovely couple. God had called them to the mission field. And he said at the beginning of our time, he said, I think it's over with. I think it's just time to go pump gas. As we walk through the pain and the hurt, and God healed. And by the Holy Spirit, God touches the heart, and through his love, touches their heart. And wasn't just at the end of those 2 weeks, he says, God has given us a new vision. We're ready to go back to be used to bring the gospel to others. So thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Agape Hope. I have here a little information. If you'd like to come to our booth area, you can come and talk to us more about the ministry of Agape Hope. Thank you.
Estonia is a very small post-Soviet country in northern Europe. We border Latvia, Russia, the Gulf of Finland, and the Baltic Sea. Estonians have been taught since childhood that God is a myth. They proudly market and consider themselves the least religious country in the world. Their secular approach to Christianity, atheistic approach, is not antagonistic. They're not anti-Christian. They're just very apathetic. They just have no consideration for Christianity. Most Estonians have never even met a Christian. My first 2 years in Estonia, I worked as a staff pastor at Focus Church, a missionary plant church in Tallinn, the capital city. Focus Church is now 9 years old and has an Estonian pastor that was saved in Focus Church, has educated in Berean courses as well as the National Pentecostal Church of Estonia, and is ordained and is doing a wonderful job. God is very good. I continue to attend and serve at Focus Church, but I'm no longer as a staff pastor. As literally the oldest person attending the church, I am first and foremost the church mom. I have a unique opportunity to speak into the lives of Estonians and internationals that are far from their homes and away from families just because of who I am at this stage of my life. My newest missions assignment is serving on the Business as Missions coffee shop team in Tallinn. Our coffee shop, Colab, had its grand opening in August. I never dreamed I'd become a barista at 68. Anything is possible. Who am I to deny what God can't do? I love that song this morning. Colab began as the coffee lab and has expanded to include not just coffee, but collaboration and community. Our mission statement is cultivating community via coffee. Estonians are culturally a very socially distant people. The joke among the expat community during COVID was that Estonians would be so glad when the 6-foot rule was over and they could go back to 8. Our goal at Colab is to build community, build relationships, and make true friends of the locals that visit the shop. They are people in need of Jesus, not projects. At Colab, we serve excellent coffee, offer coffee education classes and cuppings, and offer a free co-working space, as well as game nights. We have also added a 1979 orange Ford Transit van named Melvan to our... as a mobile coffee shop, so that it allows us to attend events and other activities. It is our dream to build the Colab model into something that can be replicated in other areas, in Estonia as well as in other neighboring countries, as a tool to tell people about Jesus. On my table, there are prayer cards in the back. Please, please take one and commit to pray. Pray with our team that God will use us at CoLab to establish a light in a dark place and help us to create a space for the people of Estonia to experience God's love. Pray that as I travel and itinerate here, that hearts would be encouraged to partner with me and to support this work. I will be praying that God will stretch your reach here at BCA and use you to bring your colleagues, neighbors, and friends and family to know Jesus too.
Hello, everybody. Pastor, you stole my verse, but let me reiterate, this is my favorite verse. This is what I heard when I was little, and this is what I held on to for so long. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, amen? But how can they call on him to save them unless someone tells them? And how can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring good news. And I can tell you right now, my feet are not beautiful. But to someone who is hearing the good news for the very first time, we are the pleasing aroma of Christ to those who are perishing and those who are being saved. Guys, thank you so much for supporting me. This is an incredible journey that God has called me to. I was so young. I was 7 years old. So if this was the kitchen and this was my bedroom, we had a hallway with a map wall. And my dad, he'd stop us and be like, you see this beautiful country right here? This country is India. It looks like a diamond. The people are gems there. And this country here, it looks like the side profile of an elephant head. That's Thailand. And I used to live there on rice and beans and the joy of the Lord. And I was like, come on, Dad, let's go. I want to do this. I want to go tell people about the joy and the contentment that I have at being just 7 years old, about to people who will never hear, people who have not heard, people who will die without having a relationship with Jesus. It broke my heart. Like Pastor said, we must have a broken heart for what breaks God's. From such a young age, that was me. And it wasn't until Northwest University that I had the opportunity to go on a short-term trip. That changed my life. I encourage you guys, jump onto the short-term teams. They will change your life. And when you're on these teams, encourage the missionaries, encourage the ministries in place. Because when short-term teams come to Thailand to see us, oh, we get so excited. I was having a really hard time, and this short-term team came and encouraged me, prayed with me. It was refreshing, really. So if you guys are thinking about a short-term dream, please go. But yeah, so I'm going to Thailand. I am a missionary there. I was there for 2 years. I learned the language. I learned the culture. I got these relationships. When I go back, I'm going to be hitting the ground running. I'm going to be going to the southern part, the trunk of Thailand, and be partnering with pastors in place. It's like looking at the night sky on a cloudy night in Washington. There's a believer. There's a church. And I'm going to be going to these stars, these evangelical believers, these pastors, to encourage them in their ministry, to walk with them, and to plant more churches. And yeah, like I said, I speak the language already, and I know the culture, and I'm really excited to get back. I am hopefully leaving in August. Please talk to me at my table. If you feel the call of God in your life, I'd love to encourage you guys in that. I'd love to tell you what I did and what you can possibly do to get to the field through your church or through Assemblies of God or another network. But yeah, my name is Seth Bukema. It is awesome to have this opportunity to stand here before you guys. We are standing, us missionaries, we are standing on the shoulders of giants, those who have gone before us. And if you guys are called, you are standing on the shoulders of giants. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. Hi.
You see with eyes of love, no matter what the cost may be, those forgotten and alone, you bring them in to your family. I surrender.
Bow your heads with me for a moment as we just take a moment to ponder the role that God has for us to play in reaching a lost and dying world with the good news of God's love. I think it's so easy at times like this to say, well, that's somebody else's business. Other people will do it. The church will do it. The missionaries will do it. Other people will do it. But I want you for a moment, if you've never done this before, I want you to do it right now. I want you to understand that the message, the call of God, is deeply personal. It's Jesus talking to you one-on-one. His heart to your heart. And he's saying, will you go? He says, go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. I'm going to be with you, but you got to go. How much is a soul worth? How much is a soul worth? We want to pray. And we want to give. I know many in our church family are already involved in giving on a monthly basis. If you are not, I want to invite you to do so. I'm praying for 40 brand new faith commitments this year. People that say, I want to give every single month. Brand new. Maybe it's $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 every month. I want to participate in reaching a lost and dying world. You may not be willing to go as a missionary. That's okay. But if you're not willing to go, you must send. Send or be sent. Spend or be spent. I mentioned last Sunday that two of our people from our church have gone from the sending team to the ones being sent team. And it beautifully illustrates the options that we have. We either go as missionaries or we help missionaries who are willing to go, go by praying, giving, and sending. How could you make some sacrifices in your monthly budget to give so the lost can be won? How much is a soul worth? I tell you how much it's worth. It's worth so much that Jesus gave everything by dying on the cross. He's not asking us to die on a cross, but he is asking us to sacrificially give. Lord, I pray that you'll speak to every single one of us in this moment. I pray by your Holy Spirit you'll profoundly move on our hearts and give us a compelling vision of how deeply you feel about the world, about people who've never heard. Help us understand, Lord, that everybody deserves to hear at least once before we continue to hear over and over again. To whom much is given, much is required. We have been given much, therefore much is required of us. Sender be sent, spender be spent. Lord, I pray you'll make it profoundly real to us here today that you are speaking to us individually. It's less about guilt and it's more about opportunity to partner with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's about being able to partner with Christ in the greatest message in the history of the world, the salvation of mankind. How much is a soul worth? Move upon us, we pray, Lord, in your precious name. Amen. You received on your way in a faith promise card. It's something we've used forever and ever. If you've not seen one of these cards, it's a card where you are partnering with God, saying, Lord, as you enable me, I want to give $20, $50, $100, $5, $6, $8, whatever it is. I want to give that every single month. These days, it's even easier to do that by just simply going online, as you see on this next slide, and just signing up for recurring giving. You can use this QR code. It'll take you right there. You can set it up on your app. This is how my wife and I give. We just make it automatic, and every single month, we give a certain amount to various things, including global missions. This helps our missions advisory team be able to plan and know how much we can commit to our missionaries and how many new missionaries we can add and how many projects we can help with. So I want to thank you in advance for either taking that faith promise card, which I know is a really spiritual tool for a lot of our people, but for others, just simply signing up online, which you can do right there where you sit. I want us to just really allow the message to be galvanized and branded on our soul that we have been so blessed to receive the good news of God's love. We must share it with others. And one of the ways we do that is through global missions. We want to support our missionaries. We want to give more to support more missionaries. We want to give more to support the missionaries we have. And so really it's a personal call, but it's also a collective call as a church family. The call of God is to us as a church family to be very, very all in reaching a lost and dying world. And I want to thank you, friends, for being that way. But we can do more. God wants us to do more. We must do more. Time is short. So if you have yet to get on board in supporting global missions, take that faith promise card. Let us know about your wish. And then jump online and fill out that recurring giving and say, I want to give X amount every single month as I join my church family in supporting missions in the four corners of the globe. I'm going to invite our ushers to come forward. We're going to receive a special cash gift for our missionaries that are here. We're also going to receive the faith promise cards. Anything that you would like to give, we invite you to give that. I'm going to pray one more time. We're going to receive this offering, and then we're going to be dismissed in just a moment. Lord, again, we have heard from our missionaries. We've seen the incredible opportunities that are before us as a church family, not only to support these friends, but the many others. And Lord, we get excited in our spirit to know that we can make a difference. We can be a blessing. We've been blessed to be a blessing. God, you have called us to care and show compassion. So, God, this is a sacred moment for us as a church family where we determine in our heart of hearts what it is, God, that you would have us give on a monthly basis to support missions work around the world. Do something miraculous in us and through us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.